That's unfortunate because we have this outbreak almost 15 days after we declared the end of Ebola outbreak. But these are different. It is in the south, southwest Uganda. So far, we have 9 cases, out of which 5 dead, 4 are still alive. We are following about 34 cases. The epicenter is in the district, but we are tracing all the possible contacts.
Now, what causes Marburg hemorrhagic fever?
Marburg is caused by one virus that usually is hosted by bats or even some type of monkeys. But when it crosses over to human being, it causes this terrible hemorrhagic fever, usually linked to very high fatality in the order of about 80 to 90% of the victim. Now, we are trying to establish the possible mechanism. While we have all these 5 dead so far belong to the same family, so we say they belong to the same cluster in Kabale district.
What's a possible way of contracting it?
One important host to this virus are the bats. So people, when get in touch with any body fluid from the bat, like urine, feces, any secretion, saliva, they can become infected. And from there, it is very easy by direct contact to pass over to other people. That's why usually, once we get the index case, we need to identify and follow all the possible contacts.
Now, what are the symptoms of Marburg?
Usually, it is linked to high fever, diarrhea, and then weakness can follow. When it is the 5th to 7th day of illness, so when the patient gets into the terminal status, it can have hemorrhage by all the natural orifices. That's usually the presentation. And you see that the problem we have with such a presentation. In a malaria endemic country, when you have a fever, you may be tempted to think first about possible malaria. And there are so many causes of diarrhea. So unless you are blessed like we are to have nearby competent laboratory to make the test, that's when the diagnosis will come up very clearly.
Is it highly infectious?
Yes, it is. It is highly infectious, and normally we have to follow all the contacts. For instance, the first fatality, it was not known that it was Marburg, so they handled some of the barriers. We had to trace all the possible contacts, and including, as you see, 5 people from the same family. That means while taking care of one patient, you become also infected and you can be the next victim. So that's what we see.
What is being done to control the spread of Marburg there in Uganda?
Immediately we got the diagnosis. A multi-sectoral team led by the Minister of Health, integrating the World Health Organization, experts, CDC Atlanta, and even some medical personnel from the military health services, went to the affected area. And there, the first thing is to install the isolation, and from there to start listing all the possible contacts and establish the surveillance system so that all possible contacts, if they start developing the symptoms or signs that are suspected of being Marburg, are immediately taken into the isolation. Usually, it is the symptomatic treatment, because we don't have a cure, any drug that can cure the Marburg or even a vaccine. So it will be just to rely on the supportive treatment for those who are admitted. So now the big challenge is that this period between the time that there is the onset of the infection and when it is discovered, so people may feel like moving around the country, taking care in different facilities. So all that the team, the rapid response team, will need to trace to detect all suspected cases. And that will be the only way to contain the infection.
Are the health workers themselves not at risk of being infected by Marburg?
Of course, we have already a long list of losses of health workers in the different outbreaks. That's why now we capitalize on the infection control. Of course, nobody will go there to interact with the infected, with the probable or confirmed case, without adequate personal protection equipment that will protect and will not leave a single area of the skin exposed. That will be the condition to go and interact with the patient.